You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, July 14th, 7:32 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Jeffrey Naird, pastor at Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville, Illinois, and director of Southern Illinois District Prison and Jail Ministry. Pastor Naird, good morning and welcome to His Time.
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you back with us here on His Time. I always enjoy our conversations and looking forward to talking more about prison and jail ministry. Share with us the ministry that the Lord has given you there in Greenville, Illinois.
Well, when I was called from the Concordia Seminary as newly trained and ready to be ordained minister, my call was to Greenville, Illinois, and to Southern Illinois District Prison Ministry. And it's been a dual service of my call since then, and that's going on 22 years.
Well, thanks be to God for that. That's outstanding. 22 years. What is prison and jail ministry?
Well, there's many facets of that in itself, but I think the core could be concern for those who are incarcerated and their families. And so because that is the core of prison jail ministry, then you are involved in going and visiting prisons, jails, any place where people who have done something that the court says they need to be separated, they still need to hear the gospel. And not only are they incarcerated, but unfortunately, their families also become incarcerated. And that's why we say it's not just about the ones who are incarcerated in the institutions, it's the whole idea of people that need to hear the gospel, even though they are not incarcerated. They are, in a sense, by all the backlash of everything that goes on.
And so what does that look like day to day for you as a pastor and others involved in prison and jail ministry?
Well, everybody has their own circumstances based on their location, where they're at, or their type of service that they do. For me, I go to the main institution and do Bible studies. I've offered communion. I have done large services. I've done Lutheran services. I do a lot of one-on-one counseling, both at the main institution and at the camp. The camp now is a woman's camp. It doesn't have the barbed wire or anything like that. It's more like if you think of a college campus, it's pretty open and free, but there are limits. And I go there and do Bible studies and still am available during season of Lent and Advent, try to have special services. And then those that are LCMS that want to receive the Lord's Supper, I visit with them privately, and we have that opportunity to continue word and sacrament ministry, which is what we're trying to do throughout the whole Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, that everyone who is incarcerated have an opportunity to have word and sacrament ministry from a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor.
And how many, just any idea, ballpark figure of how many we might have serving in prison and jail ministry across the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod alone?
Not yet. We're gathering those statistics as we speak. That's part of what the resolution that was passed in the last synodical convention, to get a prison and jail ministry coordinator in every district, so that every district then would know all the prison ministries going on in their district. And the reason we can't give you an answer to your original question is because there's a lot of people that are doing prison and jail ministry on their own. For instance, I was at the National LWML convention, and I had a booth there. And I had several ladies come up to me throughout the day with the same story. You know, I've been doing this with Portals of Prayer. And I've been doing this with writing to those who are incarcerated. And my question was to them, does your district president know that you're doing this? And they just had no idea that he should know, you know? And that's great that they have a heart for it, but wouldn't it be nice if we could take all that energy and all the people that are doing that and network them into a system where if they get discouraged, they've got somebody they can go to? Because that's the biggest problem we run into, is people get an idea, they get a heart for ministry, they start out with the process, and then they run into a roadblock. And then they're done. They have nowhere to go, no information, and they lose the desire. They still have the desire. It's just, how do you get over these roadblocks and things that you run into? So that's why we are trying to develop a major network with all the district presidents, having a prison and jail ministry coordinator. And that is in the process as we speak. And in 2016, we are going to have a convention for just the prison and jail ministry coordinators and then those who are also involved in prison and jail ministry.
Is there anything else that this resolution from the 2013 LCMS convention spells out for prison and jail ministry?
I think, and not in a specific way, but in a very general way, that there is a heart for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has a heart for those who are incarcerated and know they need to know the gospel of Jesus Christ, that even though they're incarcerated in Christ, they are freed of their sins. There is forgiveness, and the blood that was shed for them on the cross is the same blood that was shed for you and me.
Looking forward to this coming year of prison ministry, what are you hoping for? What are you looking forward to in this year ahead of us?
Well, I'll tell you what we did. We sent every district with the conventions coming up, district conventions coming up, we sent every district a Jumpstart Prison Ministry grant form. Either they got it in hard copy or we got it to them through the email. But they have access to these Jumpstart Prison Ministry grant forms. And anybody that's interested can go to their district president, say, I want one of those forms. I'd like to fill out for a grant for prison and jail ministry. Now, we did that before the conventions started. We started sending them out. And now all the conventions are over. And we've already got 10 people that have contacted us with wanting Jumpstart Prison Ministry grant forms so that they can start their own prison jail ministry, or at least attempt to get more involved in it.
Well, thanks be to God for the opportunities that lie ahead. Let's take a quick break. I want to talk more about what's going on with prison and jail ministry, and I know that there are some great things that lie ahead. We're listening. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. We're talking with Pastor Jeffrey Naird. We have more about prison and jail ministry coming up in just a little bit.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. Today's day sponsors are John and Janet Rao. Today's day sponsors have made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in celebration of Adelaide Rose's fifth birthday and also the July birthdays of her mother, Diana Helen, her grandmother, Janet, and in loving memory of her great-grandmother, Helen Rose. Once again, we say thank you to John and Janet Rao of Columbia, Illinois, today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsors.
Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for Issues Etc. weekday afternoons from 3 to 5. Issues Etc. is a live call-in show with a twofold purpose. First, we defend and teach the truths rediscovered during the Reformation, grace, faith, scripture, and Christ alone. Second, we challenge today's postmodern culture with its unbiblical ideology.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO Radio.
Have you discovered Hidden Gems yet? Operated by Lutheran Senior Services, Hidden Gems is a resale store that features gently used items such as jewelry, home furnishings, clothing, and more. Proceeds benefit benevolent care for older adults who can no longer support themselves. At 9051 Watson Road, Hidden Gems accepts donations and welcomes shoppers from 10 to 6, Tuesdays through Saturdays. Follow us on Facebook or visit lssliving.org/hiddengems.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration and action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit CUW.edu.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, July 14th. Today we are talking with the Reverend Jeffrey Nairt, our great friend and pastor who serves Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville, Illinois, and in LCMS Prison and Jail Ministry, specifically in the Southern Illinois District, and taking the lead on prison and jail ministry for us in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Pastor, before we went to break, we were talking about the resolution passed at the 2013 LCMS Convention that has really helped us put some structure and some wheels on the bus, if you will, when it comes to prison and jail ministry. So we've got some wheels on the bus. Who puts the fuel in the bus?
it takes a lot of support. Well, that comes from two sources. The first one I would like to say is the ladies from the LWML, all the mission mites that they give. They've supported two major Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Synodical Conventions for Prison and Jail Ministry. And President Matt Harrison was our first keynote speaker, and then Pastor Ken Klaus was our second keynote speaker. And those were good starts for us to really get out there. And so that was good energy to move forward. But then the other fuel is the individual heart for those who are incarcerated and their families. Make that happen, and that's going on, and that's why it's important that we get that network going so that there's connections throughout.
Do you find that there are LWML districts that support locally the prison ministry in their areas as well as nationally?
Not only do they help their local and national, but I actually had district presidents of other districts come to the prison jail ministry booth and say, I want you to write us for a grant funds. We have extra funds. We would be glad to give that to help prison jail ministry. That's beyond their local. That's beyond their national. That's just another heart for ministry. And I had several district presidents, the ladies came to the booth and gave me that same invite. So it's a lot of support from the women of the Lutheran Missionary League.
Well, thanks be to God for their work as well.
Absolutely.
That supports this faithful ministry to bring the word of God to those in prison and certainly this is all by the work of the Holy Spirit as he enables people to give, as he enables the LWML to make those decisions to support prison ministry. How can we find out more about prison ministry? How can we find out what we could be doing right in our own community?
Well, you know, there's a lady who is very energetic, and on her own, she started this program of recycling portals of prayer in her own community, and then she shared it with the zone of the LWML and now with the district. And we made copies of how she did that in information and passed that out so the individuals would have that same information. I think that the resources, if you go to Southern Illinois District website and then you go to under missions and then follow that to prison ministry, it has a whole resource for prison jail ministry. And that's not just our district, I had really a great joy knowing when I went and did some checking out for other districts, because I had to find out who to talk to about this, where to send these grant forms. There's a lot of Lutheran Church Missouri Synod districts that do have a very good prison jail ministry already going. And I was really happy to see when you went to missions, there was a whole section for prison ministry. So I would say that the best resource and the quickest resource is go to your district website and look under missions. And if there's not one under prison jail ministry, then contact them and say, how come there's not? You know, let them know that you're interested in, and they may have a different, they might have a different segment that you go to. It might be under evangelism instead. But let your district presidents know you have a need and a desire for information and want to be involved. The other thing is, if you go to the YouTube and put LCMS Prison Ministry, we've got five videos from our conferences that are online right now that if you just get into YouTube, LCMS Prison Ministry, I'm pretty sure you connect to five of those. The other thing is the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has its own information about prison ministry in its website. So there's a lot of information there. And what I would tell people to do is start with if there's a mission rep in the district, and then if that mission rep has somebody that he could direct you right into who's doing prison jail ministry in that district.
What do we need to know about prison and serving in prison jail ministry that we might not have considered before?
I think the number one thing is that people need to understand this is not judging whether this person deserves their incarceration or whether they don't. That's the court's decision, and that's the consequences that they're involved in right at that time. But this person absolutely deserves the same message of the salvation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, with all the benefits that the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has, should be a presence in every institution. I have to tell you this, Andy. I had a lady come up to me, and I gave her communion, and she said it was the first time she'd had communion. She's a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod member. She'd been incarcerated for a long time, and she said it was the first time she'd had communion in 5 years. And now, this is the heart and core of our understanding of justification and what Christ has done for us, continuing to give us that understanding that our sins are forgiven. In 5 years, she had not received the body and blood of Christ.
That's a long time to go without the Lord's gift.
Yeah, well, you know, and the Lord wants to keep bubbling over to all the gifts He has, you know. He always has got more.
Well, thanks be to God that she was able to receive those gifts after 5 years.
One thing I'd like to mention also is now everything is moving in the, at least federal system, and I think state also, is what we call a reentry program. And the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Southern Illinois District has a great reentry program that churches can get involved in. Deaconess Sandy Bowers put this together, and it is, we piloted here in Southern Illinois, and I can't get into all the details, but there was an unbelievable reconciliation process that happened throughout that, and a very strong presence of the Holy Spirit working in the hearts of all the people that were involved in that. It was just amazing, and it's called Freed in Christ. And we have that on the website of the Southern Illinois District, and that's a reentry program so that once a person's out of incarceration and are able to start visiting churches in their homes, this is where we set this up with a church that is going to work with this person and people that are going to mentor that person. And it's not a handout program. It's a teaching and understanding program, but it's called Freed in Christ Reentry Program.
Let's talk just for a couple of minutes about those who are affected by incarceration through no fault of their own, and that would be children of those incarcerated.
Absolutely.
How can prison and jail ministry serve them?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that the Angel Tree does is allows kids to receive presents during Christmas, you know, through the Angel Tree program. That is probably one of the biggest outreach for the children. As far as that particular need, I have not seen anything developed quite in the LCMS yet that's been brought to my attention. Although that doesn't mean somebody's not making that effort. It's just that I really don't. But I do know that there's another whole facet of prison ministry that's open. Now, I do know there is a program called it's where they read a book. The person incarcerated reads a book, and it's taped and videoed, and then that book is sent to the child, and they get to see their parent read it to them. That's a great program too. I can't think of the name of the exact program it is, and I do know that Lutheran Church Missouri Synod people are doing that, but it's not under a particular group. It's just people that are doing that as a program.
And so helping those parents, those children, have that connection with their parents, it's important for them to have even if limited, in healthy ways, to have healthy connections with parents.
Absolutely. And, you know, statistic-wise, that's the number one reason there is not a reoffense is because they're developed throughout their whole incarceration, male or female, their whole incarceration. There was a family connection throughout their time, and it gives them. The second one is that the spiritual connection that they develop while they're in incarcerated.
What does that do for the person who's incarcerated when they are able to serve and provide, even in the smallest amount, some sort of care or support and awareness of those who need their support outside?
It gives them hope. It gives them that I have done something that's placed me in this institution. However, it doesn't mean that I don't have a heart and a care for people. It keeps them knowing they're human, and that there are people specifically that God died or sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for their sins, and that their sins are just as forgiven as yours and mine. There's a whole nother program where people who are serving life sentences are doing hospice now. And I just found that out at the LWML convention. A lady sent me information. I haven't got a chance to look at it. But there's tons of ways that people are serving, and even those who are incarcerated are serving.
And by doing so, how does that affect their time in incarceration and the outcomes?
Well, it's not going to change. As far as I know, there's nothing that's going to change their time served. Most generally, that's pretty much locked in. They maybe have some kind of good time sometimes, but that's not very, very often. Many of these people are what they call lifers. They're involved in this, but they're still human, and they still have cares and needs, and they need to be able to love and care for people. And by being connected to people on the outside, keeps them also being connected to themselves as being a person, specifically a person who God loves and cares for just as much, and that the blood of Christ covers his sin or her sin also.
Pastor Nernst, thank you so much for sharing with us about this. Again, how can we find out about prison ministry across the Synod or in our districts?
The Southern Illinois District definitely has a prison and jail ministry link in its mission area. And there are several other districts that have a mission link for prison jail ministry. That is probably the number one. If people want to email me, that's fine. It would probably be easier to get information from the district office, but I'll give you my email address.
All righty.
It's NEHRTJ, Nehrt J, at CSL.edu.
Very good. NEHRTJ at CSL.edu?
Correct. And then based on what they're asking, I might send that forward to somebody that I know is going to be able to help them with that specific need. And you know, kind of be a network system in that sense.
Well, thanks so much for your work in prison and jail ministry across the Synod. The Reverend Jeffrey Nehrt, pastor of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Greenville, Illinois, and Southern Illinois District Prison and Jail Ministry. Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time, Pastor.
I appreciate you giving us the time to promote prison and jail ministry.
My pleasure. My privilege.
Blessings to you, too.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Randolph Rasch from First Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.